The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome, everyone, to the one and only Not Your Cup of Tea with your dynamic duo, Chuck and Billy. Broadcasting live on WTBR 89.7 in Pittsfield and 88.1 in Lee. This is the show that shakes up the airwaves and flips the script on what you thought you knew about radio. Oh, I'm so sorry about that. God, that is potent. Spray something, guys. But anyway, forget the boring run-of-the-mill talk shows. You're in for a wild ride as Chuck and Billy dive into the quirkiest of topics, sharing their unique insights, hilarious stories, and the kind of banter that keeps you laughing long after the show ends. From current events to pop culture, no subject is off limits, and you can count on their candid takes and unexpected twists. So, if you're looking for a refreshing break from the ordinary, you've come to the right place. But hey, if you find yourself rolling your eyes and thinking, this isn't for me, maybe it's time to embrace that knitting hobby you've been ignoring. After all, there's nothing wrong with crafting some stylish mittens, right, Karen? But for everyone else ready to unleash their inner wild side and enjoy some unapologetic fun, sit back, grab your favorite beverage, and let Chuck and Billy take you on a journey filled with laughter, chaos, and everything in between. Here's Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea.
What is up, everyone? Well, man, Greg, that was, whew.
All that time he was gone, he created something pretty spectacular, you know, during that.
Yeah, and he held something pretty spectacular, too.
I guess.
Yeah.
That was a lot of air.
That was a lot of potency right there.
And that's what he said.
Yeah, it's delicious.
So what's your favorite beverage? He says to grab your favorite beverage.
Water.
As a matter of fact, I feel the same way.
Yeah, mine's water.
Hydrate.
It used to be like Mountain Dew. Now I just can't drink it, dude. I can't.
Well, yeah, because you lived in Ecuador and you had different sodas and foods and everything tasted different.
But they had Mountain Dew there. I mean, the Coke does taste way different in Ecuador than it does here. That's for sure.
I heard that in other countries, foods taste different.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because they don't have some of the chemicals. You know, they're banned.
They're not allowed, basically, like they are here. Congratulations, America. Anyways, yeah, they're not allowed there at all. Like meats and chicken, they can't put any hormones or, like, drugs or steroids like they do here. They can't do that there. If they do, they get a huge fine.
Well, look how fit they all are.
I know. There's
everybody's all fit.
There's not a big.
That's the trick.
It is. Actually, a lot of them work out like tons.
I bet. Yeah. I mean, it does make sense.
Yeah,
does what you should do. But do we? No,
I do. Look how fit I am.
What kind of workout are you talking about?
Burritos.
I hear you.
Man.
I hear that. I'm down.
I'm down. Yeah.
When are we going?
Next weekend.
I don't know, like 6 months from now.
Six
that sounds
months.
Good.
We're going to have burritos. Burritos.
It's very, it's going to be something interesting to be here and have this show on today when it's really hard to talk about much else than what's been happening.
Yeah, it's impossible.
It almost is impossible, so we aren't going to talk about it.
We're biting our tongue, actually.
Yeah, but we're not gonna do that to you. But let's address the elephant in the room.
Yeah,
it's definitely
easy boy.
It's definitely the elephant in the room. So with that said, you know, we're just going to move on.
We're going to
just so you know, we aren't going to talk about any of the stuff that's been going on for the last couple of weeks, even though that's probably
the biggest thing right now.
Conversation.
And everyone's like, oh, let's talk about it. Well, guess what?
I don't want to talk about it, okay?
Not here.
If I talk about it, I either laugh, cry, or
get angry.
Or I'm just complacent.
I get angry. I just
can't. I'm just complacent. I'm like, really? Okay. Here we go again.
But just so everyone knows, we have three new commercials, and we got a nice one for Billy next week. He's going to... You guys are going to love that one.
I haven't heard it yet.
What? No, the one you got.
Oh, the one, we're going
to play that one next week. Mm-hmm. I've got three, but I think I'm only going to play one and save the others for next, just keep them, so I don't want to play them all. That'll mess up everything. But
yeah,
I'm gonna
there's not that much time.
Well, I'm going to make sure he gets rid of Avenging Misfits, or Nitwits, and
Whispering
Willows. Yeah. Get rid of Whispering Willows, and then we'll throw yours in there, and then the other two will still be there, and we'll get rid of the other one, so...
Noice. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Chuck and I develop, we actually compose and write our own intros, outros, and our own commercials. So everything in those is not real.
Yeah. Relax.
They're not real. It's just for fun. But the interesting thing is, if people are interested in knowing how to do those things, we'd be happy to show you.
Yeah.
So... You know, especially kids, they love that stuff.
Yeah, they're like, how'd you do that?
That's so cool. Those voices are awesome.
Oh, you guys too, that's so cool. I'm like 14 years old.
And I mean, a lot of the kids today are going to show me how to do it, you know?
So yeah, they're like, you don't even know what you're doing. Like, oh, obviously I don't.
But it's so interesting to come into the studio to learn how to put everything up here, put it in the computer, and get it to play on the radio and on the air. So it is interesting.
It's fun, actually. It's fun to make them. Like,
yeah, because I'm laughing at them myself. And then when I'm really proud of them, I send them to you.
Like the intro with the gas machine that Greg let, but
oh yeah,
and it's not hard to do. I just, you know, use an AI thing. It's really cool, but I mean, I write everything that he says. So
if you're really bored,
what?
if you're really bored, and you have Alexa. And you know, the air that you heard on the intro.
Yep.
If you ask Alexa to do that,
yep,
she will have several different kinds. And if you're really, really bored and you want to laugh and not think about life for a few minutes, ask Alexa to do that for you.
I've seen the videos.
It's funny.
They're hilarious. Where it's like, and he's like, "Whoa, that one was wet."
I think it's funny when Alexa has like an accent.
Yeah.
This is a fart.
This is a fart. This is a toot. Here comes a tooter.
Grab your tea.
Would you like tea and crumpets with a tooter?
Would you like one lump or two?
Could you see someone saying that to you, like, oh, a tooter? Like, you got a fart? No, the tooter for my son. No. Oh, my bad. You know how stupid you'd feel while you're like... Whoopsie.
Would you like some more?
Would you like some more tea and crumpets?
Crumpets?
Crumpets. I don't know. I've always wanted to go to London because I love the accent. It's amazing.
I'd like to go see Big Ben.
He's stupid. But anyways, no, I'm just kidding. look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament.
I know. in case you're wondering, we're referencing vacation Euro trip.
Look, European Big Ben, you're he's just crazy. He's losing his mind. They're all sleeping.
Yeah, yeah.
I just can't get over
because he kept going around in the roundabout the entire day. He couldn't get out of the roundabout. Yeah. It kind of feels like that around here sometimes, doesn't it?
Sometimes
some of those new roundabouts, huh?
Well, I don't know what the one that they're building by the hospitals, but it sure in heck ain't round.
Oblong.
Yeah, it's like it's like what happened?
It should help that part of the, you know, that part of the hospital though.
I mean, yeah. I hope. But if you said you were gonna build a roundabout, who drew the circle?
I don't know. Maybe they're still like, you know, maybe it's in the final stages of development and they have to go in there and like take stuff out and do
Let's
stuff.
Let's see if we can make a circle out of this, guys. No, you're not gonna make a circle out of that. I don't know.
There's the one on Tyler.
That one's a certain. That one drives me nuts.
It's not big enough.
No.
It's not big enough. So cars and you know, regular mid-size trucks and SUVs can go through there, but not emergency vehicles.
But, I hate when people stop. It's not a stop sign.
They yield.
They just sit there. It's like, go!
You know, sometimes, I got to be honest, if I've had a real long day and I'm trying to do 17 things at once, I might stop at a yield sign.
Too. I mean, yeah, but I mean, like,
even if
like,
there's no cars coming,
it's like, I mean, I'll stop at a stop sign, like if I have to answer a text or something from somebody, and then
well, I hope you stop at a stop sign.
And I'll look. No, not all the time.
Now,
whoops, I admitted that. Cops are gonna be like, wonder what car he drives. I'm gonna go down to WTBR right now. Ooh, we didn't do the call sign. Bad.
It's okay. We can do it.
WTBR-FM Pittsfield and WSBR in Lee. Just wanted to let you guys know.
89.7 and 88.1.
Yes, we are being listened to, and people in Lee, they're probably like, oh, change the channel.
We're all the way in Lee.
It's 10 minutes. We should play a commercial. No, we should play one after. No, should we play one before our commercial, before the commercial we do?
After. After.
Yeah,
after.
Let's do that. You guys are going to love it.
Yeah.
Billy hasn't heard it yet.
You know, we'll play the PSA and then, you know, come back. And
I don't see it. PSA.
PSA.
Oh, right there. Okay. Whew. That was scary.
Because
all our stuff's down here. It's like filling it up like, oh, God, it's fill up the whole bottom row, guys. Let's see how it is.
So I ordered a whole bunch of seeds to plant food. Vegetables.
Is it gardening time with Chuck and Billy?
Gardening time with Chuck and Billy.
Make sure you grab the soil and you put your plant inside there and you pat it down gently. And when you're done, make sure you water.
I'm sitting here trying not to.
That is not. I mean, we should do a whole show of that.
That almost sounded like Bob Ross meets, like. I don't know.
What you could do. And just take some happy little water.
Yeah. Take some happy little seeds. Just like this.
Put a little sprinkle on that little plant and it'll grow.
Part the soil just so.
Just enough so you can put the plant in there.
So you can plant the seeds.
Yes, if you're making tomatoes, make sure you dig just enough to put your seeds in there. And get those plants. Can't do it, man. We can't. I can't. I could.
Some plants don't take water all the time.
Yes, we just gotta talk gentle.
Sometimes plants can take water maybe once or twice a week.
If it rains, that's a lot of water for a plant. So bring in a little umbrella. So, or a raincoat.
put a little raincoat on it. But no, they need it.
Put a little happy raincoat on it.
Put some galoshes
on your happy little tulips.
On your plant. And watch them grow.
It's very gentle.
If you talk to plants, they like that.
They're very happy. They always smile. And they always like, oh, I love you.
Sometimes plants will respond.
They do. They always give you a high five.
If they know you're coming, then they actually get happy.
You know what I like to do when I'm planting? After I'm done planting, I like to make Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts are delicious.
They are.
Yeah, very, very, very great to season them and right in the tummy.
Always good, roasted in the broiler.
Sometimes on the grill.
Very much on the grill.
Yeah.
You can wrap them in tin foil.
Yes.
Put butter in it and your favorite seasonings.
And let it sear.
And just let it simmer.
Yeah.
On the grill.
Everyone out there is probably like, what are they doing?
What is happening right now?
Do they have guests we don't know nothing about?
No. No, we're just winging it.
David, tell us about your planting history. Well, what I do is... No, it's...
What I like to do...
Me and my wife like to go out and, you know, put our little pink gloves on and start digging.
We pick out plants together.
Yes, at Walmax.
At Walmax. Home deposit.
Home deposit. And sometimes they have some at the garden center.
All right, we got to go. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
All right. Yeah.
Welcome back to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR Pittsfield 89.7 and WSBR 88.1 Lee.
I actually just watched that today with my wife.
Did you?
Yeah, I told her.
I haven't watched that in a long time.
I wanted her to see how he transitioned into being what he was to what he is now.
Yeah.
And she completely understood.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, now I get it.
Exactly.
Yeah, exact. Now you know. But should we play the commercial now or no? Or just because we played one? Or wait like 5 minutes?
We'll wait a couple minutes.
I say that every time. But anyway.
Yeah, you're very excited.
I am.
I would be too. So, I completely understand.
I love gardening.
He loves gardening so much.
No, I don't. My wife loves gardening.
I have plants and I water them and I take care of them, but I don't usually have a green thumb.
I couldn't take care of a plant if you paid me.
I do. I moved into the place I live in now almost 2 years ago.
Yeah,
and I have the same. At least, well, one plant didn't make it. It got too dry in the building, and I tried to keep up with it, but it just didn't make it. But it lasted for almost the entire time. But the other two plants I got when I first moved in, I still have them. They're still okay. I had to, you know, be a doctor to one, but it's living, and I made it live.
I can't do that. Like
the other one is beautiful. It's like, hey, I'm here. It's like, woo.
If I plant something, I'm not ever watering it. It's just going to get watered by the rain. And it could be like 6 months before there's any rain and I'm still not watering it. It's like,
oh, hey, what's that brown thing? Oh.
That's so cute. What is that?
Is it a weed?
Well, that used to be like roses, but it's not.
You could take care of a cactus.
Yeah, you don't have to water that much.
No. Or get like fake plants and be like, yeah, that's mine.
Or I'd be stupid and grab it and be like, ah, what the?
Yeah.
You're intelligent.
Did you ever see the girl that made the video about buying a cactus at Walmart? I don't know where she was from. She's not from here.
No, I don't.
But it was hilarious. She was just like, she's like, I woke up from a nap. I was really bored and I went to Walmart and I was walking around the store and I picked this up and for some reason I really, really wanted it. And she whips it around from her back and she's like, a cactus. And it was like this little tiny, it was kind of cute. It was just this little tiny cactus. And she tried to name it and she was coming up with all these weird names and she's like, no. And it was just a funny video. It's wholesome. It wasn't.
That's funny.
It was just a wholesome, funny video.
I'm going to name you Nolan.
What?
George.
Prickles.
I think that was one
We're
of the names.
We're going to
name
you too. Prickles.
Yeah. I think that was one of the names. George.
George. You're George.
I Hello, hug George. Him and squeeze him.
George. George. George of the jungle.
Oh, good Lord. You know what I didn't like was, what was the other one? It was a monkey and the guy with the raincoat.
Curious George?
Oh, good Lord. I couldn't stand that. Couldn't.
I think I liked those stories when I was a kid. I
couldn't
can't really remember.
I remember my dad would flick it. I'm like, whoa, Curious George. I'm like, eh. And he's like, all right, fine.
Do you remember Whiskers? I think it was Whiskers.
Whiskers. No.
Whiskers was a stuffed mouse. I had it for a long time, and it was something that Berkshire Bank had. years ago when they had the popcorn cart outside of their bank, outside by Park Square. It's not yep. there now, but it used to be the I know that the popcorn wagon was there like couple of years ago. It was sitting out there. It wasn't in use.
Yeah.
But it used to run. It used to be a popcorn stand. And I remember that. And I remember getting a Whiskers, a Berkshire Bank Whiskers. And I had it, like I said, I had it for years. I don't know if anybody else out there remembers that or... ever had one. I think the tail fell off and everything.
I'm going to go to Berkshire Bank. Like, do you have Whiskers?
I think it was Whiskers.
My luck, someone will be like...
I'm pretty sure it was Whiskers.
You're disrespectful.
It was so long. It was probably like 3 or 4.
But it would be funny. Do you have Whiskers? Huh? No. It's a thing that you, a little animal you used to have.
Oh. Wim Whiskers? No.
Wim Whiskers. Yeah, I ran on your chin. My bad.
Little whims of Whiskers there, you know. But... His little name badge used to be on the chest of it, and it was like a heavy leather name thing, and it said Whiskers on it. I'm pretty sure it said Whiskers.
It was his biker club patch.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure. I'm like 85% sure.
It's been 5 minutes.
All right.
I can't wait, man. All right, I'm going to play this commercial for you guys. I hope you enjoy it. You will.
Ever had one of those moments where your gut feels great, but your gas says otherwise? Introducing Tutor Fruiters, the flavored chew that turns your toots into a fragrant experience.
Oh my, those eggs are really hitting back, huh, kids?
Good God, Mom, get the air freshener.
Forget the sprays and candles. With Tutor Fruiters, just pop one in your mouth after your meal and watch the magic happen. We're not just covering up the scent. We're transforming it. Available in flavors like Minty Miracle, Citrus Splash, and Bubblegum Bliss. Each gummy not only freshens your breath, but also makes your tooth smell like a garden party.
I'm not afraid to let one rip at parties or family gatherings anymore. Thanks, Tutor Fruiters. Wow, I hope no one heard that one.
Perfect for family dinners, date nights, or any situation where you want to keep your dignity intact. Tutor Fruiters. Because why should you suffer in silence? Pop, chew, and let the good times roll. Warning, side effects may include laughter, spontaneous dance parties, and an unquenchable thirst for tacos.
Get Tutor Fruiters at your local Walmex, Dollar Sergeant, and any pharmacy.
We're sorry, but it's a fake commercial. Don't get mad. I know there's gas machines on there, but, you know, it's fun. We got to make funny commercials. This is a comedy show.
I think I had tears.
That was good. The long one, that was like 8 seconds.
That was a long one.
Then he was like, I hope nobody heard that.
sir. sir, they make doctors for that.
I put the guy down, and I was going to put the other guy and have it say, he was going to say, man, that was loud. And then he's going to go, what is that? That smells like eggs and bacon. The guy was supposed to say, yeah, that's the new flavor from Tutor Fruiter. You know, like that, but it would have been longer, and I was like, eh. Just left it alone.
What was it? Minty what?
Oh, I can't remember. Minty something. I know. Bubblegum Bliss.
Minty Madness or Minty...
I can't remember.
I was laughing. I was laughing at it. That was funny.
That was great.
Because the first time I think it was the first time I've heard it. So
yep. It was something that somebody wrote Tutor that
Fruiters.
Somebody wrote that in our inbox when we were doing the podcast.
Yeah,
and I wrote it all down and I remembered it and I was like Tutor Fruiters.
Oh yeah, because yeah, well we invite people to give us ideas. So
yeah.
When we did the podcast we did was probably about 2-3 hours long, and we had tons of people come in and visit and sit with us live and go into the chat box. And while we were doing it, they would just chime in the chat box and say, hey, you should make a product, you know, called this, or you should make a product like this. And we would make the commercials. We did it, you know, we've encouraged people to do the same thing with us here. So if you have an idea, a product idea you'd like us to do a commercial for, we'd be happy to do it.
Yeah. We have no. I have no problem writing anything. Billy has no problem writing.
Of course,
anything
you can't
either.
Be. You can't be obscene or vulgar with the product at all. But if you have ideas, send them out.
Or you can give us.
We're always happy to take
or
those.
Or they could give us the product name and what it's for, and then I can just poof.
Yep.
I can come up with something.
Well, yeah, we gotta have what it is so that we can actually make an appropriate commercial. For
yeah,
it.
'Cause appropriate.
You don't want to make it a commercial about like a toothbrush that is, you know, and your commercial is about a hairbrush, you know?
Yeah. Like, it doesn't make any sense. You can't brush your hair with a toothbrush.
I mean, you could.
Well, yeah.
Not successfully.
Yeah, until you start brushing your teeth after. You're like, ugh.
Yeah.
That's delish.
Why is there this hair? This isn't.
Why does this taste like 405?
There's hair in my mouth.
Speaking of that, oh, I can't do it. It's over there. Dang it. I had gagging noise.
Oh, great. No.
But it's all right.
Get those gag reflexes up there going.
Calm down. Just pull it out.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's all right.
Relax.
We'll be fine.
Listen to the sound of the rain.
Listen to the sound of you gardening.
Listen to the sound of the rain while you garden. Because actually, I heard it's actually good to garden in the rain.
True. But, I mean, this would be a funny ASMR thing, right?
Yeah.
Just constantly talk as slow and low as we can. Talk about gardening. And
oh, my goodness, I heard that.
Yeah, it was my grumbling belly.
Are you hungry?
If I need a Tutor Fruiter.
But, it sounds like it.
It was a...
Yeah, you did a little hunger rumble.
Yeah, it would be funny just doing like an ASMR like that. Like, hi. My name is Chuck, and this is Billy. We're the Gardening Brothers.
Chuck and Billy's not your ordinary garden.
Not your ordinary garden.
We have garden varieties.
We have tulips.
Roses.
And we have daisies. I have nothing.
Lilies.
Lily, I know her. I mean, yeah, lilies. It would be so low.
There's a lot of plants I don't know the names of.
I know people would probably bring somebody that knows gardening in here and be like, what do you know about gardening?
Well, tell us your secrets.
Yeah, we got to be like, please tell us your secrets.
Please don't hesitate. All the juicy details of your garden.
Get right in the details. Give us the dirt.
Give us the dirt. That's perfect. That's perfect.
Don't soil it.
Give us all the juicy details.
You gotta go.
The dirt.
You gotta go. Don't soil it.
Yeah.
Just point like
point at him.
Stooge. Like, like.
And wink like. A big wink.
Or just go
with a weird face.
Pew, pew.
Finger guns.
Pew, pew. Uh-oh, we said finger guns. Be careful.
It's just a gesture.
Gardening. Look at that.
Where?
On the TV.
There's a
TV.
See,
what you do is you take the little flowers and you...
See, we need to do something like where...
Where we're watching something.
TV
and then doing the commentary.
That would be a great show.
That's like if you, yeah, it's like if you would
probably
have,
be another half an hour long.
Well, it's like bad lip reading. You know, you could just have situations where we're actually putting the words in these people's mouths.
Like right
it's
now.
It's great.
What you do is you wave it down there, and then you just sprinkle some sprinkles on there, and you make a cupcake rose.
Unfortunately, like people that are listening, they
can't see
what
it,
you're seeing. But at the same time, like when I was younger at the mall, man, I used to be one of those kids that was a mall rat, go on Fridays and Saturdays.
Yeah.
Until the mall closed with all my friends. Well, one of the things we loved to do was we'd sit, you know, far away from other people who are talking, we can't hear them, and we'd actually put the commentary in for them. And I mean, it was really entertaining, to be honest, and still entertaining to this day. So.
Yeah. It's funny to put words in people's mouth that are walking by, like, yeah, I just, you know, was thinking of going to the doctors and... I don't know.
I have this weird rash.
Oh, God, I got to go to the bathroom really bad. You know, something like that.
You just watch the people.
Why am I itching?
You watch the people ordering food, and you just kind of make up this dialogue and order food that is, like, not even on the menu.
I would like the spaghetti basket, please.
Oh, no. We've got only 20 seconds.
Come on, man. We need it longer.
It's okay.
It's all right. We'll just handle it.
And you know what's funny? There's no outro.
Oh, no. I sent you an outro.
I know. I didn't even... I thought I sent it, but I didn't. But it's all right. We can make our own. All right. So that's the end of the show. That's Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. We are on WTBR 89.7 and WSBR 88.1. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to the show. We hope to see you next week. Have a good one.